Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, Andy had a cough, and he still has, which you may discover even during this podcast. And you sent us some remedies, Herring sorted out. Some of them were a bit spurious. We had a bit of a chat about various things. We talked Everton after their disastrous result at home to Brighton last night with Sam Avery, comedian Evertonian, who was at Goodison yesterday evening.
Some fine black humour from him.
There
really
was some very fine black humour. We had a Paddy's Challenge, which descended into farce. The quiz with Paddy Power. We thought we'd bring that to you. Had a few humourable moments, as our old mate Stuart Pearce would say. And, well, that should just about do you, I would think. Here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Yes.
And today you are mostly eating melon and you are dipping pineapple and melon. You're dipping it in water or honeyed water.
Yeah, I'm trying. You've become
a bit of a slave to TikTok. Is, I don't want to, there is no, it's not a doctor. TikTok is not a doctor, is it?
Not really, no. You can't get to see a real one. That's the only thing available. I mean, they have loads of doctors on there. That's the whole point.
Really? Are they real doctors?
Well,
or are
I
they
think
like,
they are. They're,
Dr. Dre and they claim to be real doctors.
Yeah, I went to Dr. Dre, that's why I still feel like this.
<That's right. laughs> But I've not taken to TikTok and I've not had anything to do with it.
I don't blame you.
And because I could see it bit a particular sort of rabbit hole, I don't want to disappear down. Because you said basically, if you said I won't make you do it because it's the perfect way to spend waste half hour of your life and then feel like you need a shower.
That's
after it.
True.
Is that what it's like?
Absolutely.
It sounds like a cesspit, Andy. I'm sure it
is. Yeah. There's some good sports stuff on there, but you know, in general,
I'll keep reading me books.
Now, I noticed last night that Arsenal were talking of viral sensations. Yeah. Arsenal were drinking the viral sensation Prime, you know, KSI and Logan Paul's drink. Yeah. And I'm surprised the players weren't fighting over it like they do at Asda and Lidl.
Yeah, it's about 13 quid a bottle, isn't it?
I don't know whether it was actually inside, because in the interest of fairness, Newcastle stuck to Lucozade. But who knows what's inside the actual bottles? Hopefully the real thing.
Not gin, is it?
No, obviously not. Yeah. And
we have these things like Drunk History and Drunk Shakespeare, Drunk Premier League. I mean, not that we're condoning that, of course, because we could see some terrible tackles going in, but it would, I mean, basically just watch quite a few Brentford or QPR games from the 70s. Mm. And if you want to see a version of that,
that'd be good. Now, you saw that topless Newcastle fan in the corner last night.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, why doesn't he just paint black and white stripes on his body? Yeah. Look a lot better.
Have it tattooed on like that Corinthians fan. That's right. Yeah. I think, anyway, we're going to have a proper chat about the football last night. We're going to look at the game between Arsenal and Newcastle, first versus third, and what we learned from the match. Henry Winter is going to join us. He was there. We're going to talk Everton as well. I think we did witness it with Idrissa Gueye's pass for the final Brighton goal. Possibly one of the worst passes of all time. Because I don't know if Idris has got an imaginary friend that he suddenly saw there in his peripheral vision.
Mm.
But, I mean, he was playing it behind his defenders who weren't there anyway. And I don't mean just behind them. I mean, it's almost like the pass you play if you're a coach and you want to, and you just want to defend, you want to get your defenders going. There's nobody there, but it's nowhere near Pickford. It is singly the worst pass I think I've ever, well, not the worst I've ever seen, but it's right up there.
Okay.
Come on, let's have your top 10 worst passes. No, that'd be a bit boring, wouldn't it?
Yeah, really.
Anything else?
Yes, Mason Mount has signed up to the celebrity dating service Raya. Yeah. I don't know if it's run by the Brentford keeper.
It would be good, yeah. He keeps a very close eye on it.
Yeah, he does, actually. Yeah. And talking of Brentford, they're on the verge of signing Kevin Sharday. I've seen him. He's a smooth operator. Good night.
Oh, there we are. You can go home now, Andy. Okay. And stop coughing and go home. So how does pineapple dipped in honeyed water working for you, Professor TikTok?
I've no idea. It's apparently breaks it all up, which actually I should have probably done after
that's a bit
show.
That's a bit too much information for people at lunchtime, really. Yes.
Sorry. Sorry if you're having your lunch.
Yeah. You need a bit of Vic, don't you? You need a bit of Vic vapor.
I've tried it on my chest. Next one is... Apparently, if you slice up onions and then you put them in your socks and then you stick...
Are you all right, mate? Yeah, you put onions in your socks.
It won't be very pleasant, would it, for Sue?
No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be very pleasant for anybody. No. That's right. So if you've got any remedies...
Overnight, yeah.
If you've got any crackpot remedies for Andy so he can stop coughing in like a 90-year-old man just back from the front,
it's not good.
Then do let us know. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. Yeah, Darren Ferguson, he's the Alan Buckley of Pete.
He really
he's gone back. He's going back for. It's like Taylor and Burton, isn't it? Him and Darren. He's gone back again to
it's
Peterborough.
Funny that managers do this, isn't it? It's a really odd thing because although it might go quite well eventually, now it's going to end.
Well, I mean, he gets on so well with the chairman, and they obviously, as I said, he's going to buy him a big diamond ring. Definitely. But it's hell of a story. Going back is never a great idea. But we're interested in the words just coming out wrong. I'm sure Al Nassr were delighted to have spent all that money on Cristiano Ronaldo to hear him say, it's great to be playing here in South Africa.
Yeah, thanks.
Brilliant, isn't it? It's a slip of the tongue. But I don't think anybody corrected him. Well, no one was going to correct him in that environment. It was a very weird press conference.
No, it was.
It was a sort of fanboy sitting there saying, tell us, Cristiano, why are you so fantastic?
It's sad, the whole thing. I mean, it's great for him, or if you like that, $3.2 million a week. No one would turn that down, I suppose, but the whole thing's an unsavoury end to a wonderful career.
But he's gone there to grow the women's game in Saudi.
Oh, has he really?
Yeah, he's going to be, there's your sitcom pilot, he's going to be running the women's team.
Desperate campaign, isn't it, to get the 2030... World Cup in Saudi Arabia. Basically, that's what it's all about.
That probably won't, and we'll probably see Gianni Infantino, as we said yesterday, moving there over the next few weeks. Anyway, so do let us know about when that day the words just didn't come out right. Cristiano Ronaldo, meaning Saudi Arabia, saying South Africa. When the words just didn't come out right, tell us what happened. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. Are you faddy? Are you a bit faddy like Andy, in your desperation to find a cure? What did you go in search of? Not necessarily on TikTok. And what did you try? And it doesn't have to be around his cough. It could be anything. Are you faddy? And how did that manifest itself? Talksport.com/HNJ, text to 81089 or tweet to TSHNJ.
I've been following on TikTok this Tai Chi master.
Oh, yeah.
And he has all these various cures for various things. You do these Tai Chi moves.
Yeah.
But some of them...
Do you want to show us some?
Oh, I can't. But I'd have to have the thing. But each one is like, do this 36 times. In the end, I said to him, if I had to do everything you're telling me to do, I wouldn't be able to go to work, man. I'd spend the whole day doing your exercises.
Is that what you actually said?
I did, yeah.
Don't want to fall out with a Tai Chi master.
I know. He didn't get back to me.
No.
There's been several.
it's a surprise.
There have been several letters to the tabloids about Pele.
Yes.
Very moving about what a wonderful player he was and everything. This one that was a bit odd from Andrew Foley, who wrote to the Daily Star. So sorry to hear that Pele has died. Pele in capitals. I like the part he played in the film Escape to Victory in big capitals.
I mean,
there's a bit more to his career than that.
I mean, he did play real football as well.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
I've got a few tips for you, Andy, by the way, from some of the listeners. Andy is, actually, to be fair, I know you were blowing your nose and getting over. You've got the lurgy, haven't you? A lot of people have had it.
Well, lurgy-ish.
Yeah, the lurgy-ish. And we've been asking for some... You've taken to TikTok, looking for doctors on TikTok, which sounds like a really sound idea. Everything I know about TikTok, which isn't a great deal, suggests that's where you find the best medical advice. So we asked the listeners if they can help you with some remedies. So do you like the sound of any of these?
Okay.
Here we go. This is from Jamie in Sheffield. Quarter teaspoon of cinnamon, 1 cup of warm water, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1/2 lemon, 1 teaspoon of honey. Thank me later, he says.
Well, that sounds quite good.
Yeah.
Mike Parry cinnamon challenge. I'll try that at the same time.
I don't know if you rub it in or drink it. I'm guessing you drink that. But Jamie, okay. Well, he quite likes the sound of that one. Slice a red onion in half. What does that mean? Slice a red onion in half and the flour. What does that mean? That's from Matt. And the flour in the middle of it. Okay, yeah. I thought we had some croissants or something. Widely used in South America and a natural remedy. Okay, so yeah, slice a red onion.
Just slice in one and then throw it away. Is that
I don't think it's the act of slicing that does the job for you. This is not helping you laughing at the remedies, is it?
Really.
Making you cough. Okay, we've got one here from Charlton Kev. Warm. I think you'll like the idea of this. Warmed port and brandy.
Yeah, that sounds good.
you like that, don't you?
Yeah. Alan's writing this one down.
Marnie.
If he was listening.
Yeah. Gargle and swallow.
Warmed port
that great.
And
remember that detective series? It was ever
port
so good. Gargle and swallow.
I'm sure about that.
At least three nips an hour. But preferably not.
Taking the mickey.
Perfect, he says. Would make a great listen when Andy starts slurring.
Oh, yeah,
great. Probably would. Well into the first hour. Mm. I think Kev may be having us on. Vic on bottom. Vic on bottom of your feet.
Yeah, John and I have both tried this.
Yeah,
and,
put Vic on the bottom of your feet. And then put your socks on. I don't know what difference that makes.
This is from Mark.
Works a treat. Always help my kids and myself to stop coughing, especially at night.
Yes, I've heard this is good.
Or he says hot honey drinks, he says. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all your concern.
That's fantastic. Okay.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Joining us now, comedian Evertonian Sam Avery. Hi, Sam.
Hiya, fellas.
Did see a very funny tweet today from one Evertonian who, I can just find it. Where's it gone? Yeah, yes, he said, it was from a guy called Matt Flusk. He said, I'm not saying the Everton game was bad, but as I left on 4-0, the Uber driver whose cab I got into to take me back into town had also been at the game. So this guy had gone out, got in his cab and got working again.
I saw that. It was the perfect embodiment of the mood of the place last night. And I think it just sums it up. And it's, you know, as soon as that fourth Brighton goal went in, I just thought, yeah, TalkSport will be phoning me tomorrow. I was sort of almost putting in my diary. Because again, it's like you're talking about Lampard and the kind of discussions of Finch Farm this afternoon. And it does feel like it's like Everton seconds. And in fact, every part of Everton's season is almost, you can put it down to the date. It's almost like Easter. When's Easter this year? It's a couple of weeks later this year. You know, it's roughly about the same. You know, January last year was when we sacked Benitez. And it's just an absolute mess. And the worst thing about last night was at the full-time whistle. I mean, most people had gone anyway, but there was just this, there wasn't even anger. Mm. There's just this resignation, because I think we've just had our expectations have been ground down for so long, over so many years, that at that point, you just, it's not even desperation anymore. There's just this like fear that this is finally the year that we're going to go down.
Because, you know, we have, with the new stadium coming on stream in the next couple of years, they need a team to match, don't they? It's an obvious thing to say, but they do.
They do. And I mean, the current team are pathetic, really. They're just awful. It's just a terrible team with terrible players. And every season we've got slightly worse. And last season we were dreadful, but we had Richarlison up front and we had Calvert-Lewin at various points of the season. We've sold Richarlison, we've replaced him with Dwight McNeil, who's so one-footed, you might as well play with a pogo stick on the pitch. You've got Neil Maupai, who's just, you know, I'm sure he's a great little squad player, but he's slow and ineffective. And the whole team, the build-up play. I was trying to think last night, what's an analogy for our build-up play? And I was thinking, you know, when you watch those like David Attenborough documentaries and they show a couple of sloths who are about to start mating and it goes on for like, and that's what it's like. And it's less appealing to watch. It's just so poor.
It's strange because I said yesterday on the show, I quite fancied Everton last night. What do I know? But off the back of the way they'd played against City, they were very well organised. They frustrated them. And I thought, that's a real springboard performance out to go back to your place.
Yeah, it's harder at home, though, isn't it?
I know
it's,
it is. Yeah. But I thought they would take some of that back and put on a show and take some confidence from the fact they'd held City. But not a bit of it. They got taken apart, didn't they?
They did, yeah. They were just, it was the manner of the defeat as well. And, you know, just listen to the news report just before it came on your station, and talking about Lampard's record and defeats after defeats, and you know you can lose games or you can draw games, but the way we play, this just the last night and the Wolves game as well, this just plays like jogging around like it's, you know, like it's a testimonial or whatever. And the Wolves game, I mean, their final goal right at the end, the referee was running quicker than most of our players trying to get back. And that is not acceptable, is it? So there's a real issue there. And, you know, whether the manager gets sacked or not, you've got to look further up the club and you've got to look at the chairman and the fact that the chairman's been there for so long and he's been the one who's been behind the appointments of so many. I mean, I've got twin boys who are 7 years old. In their life, we've had Frank Lampard's our seventh Everton manager, you know, which is just, it's yeah, getting like prime ministers around at Goodison Park at the moment. So I just don't know, you know, and changing the manager is one thing, but I think there has to be change at the top. And I don't know whether there's enough appetite or anger from the fans to kind of gel together to make that happen.
That's harder to affect, isn't it, for obvious reasons. And it's
not a plum job, though, Frank does go, really. I mean, you know.
It's not a plum job.
Not really, is it? It's a tough job.
I'm beginning to wonder, Sam. It's a kind of bit of a strange logic. But, you know, you look at someone like Marco Silva, I think he's gone on to prove he's not a bad manager. And it's almost getting like a free hit, Everton, your year at Everton. You can come away from it. And on your CV, you can, as a manager, you can come away and say, but yeah, you know, it was five, Mashir, it was Everton, you know. And they say, oh, yeah, fair enough. When can you start? Can you start Monday? It's almost like, I hate to say it, because I've got a real soft spot for the club and they are a huge club. And it's painful, but managers can take that job now and maybe there's no expectation on the next chairman that comes along to take that manager on, that they should have done better at Everton.
Well, maybe. Maybe Andy Warhol, what he meant to say was, in the future, everyone will be Everton manager for 15 minutes, maybe. That's just, you know, and if you're interviewing someone and they do have Everton as the, you know, on their CV, I mean, I don't know what weight that would give at this point, because we're just jumping from one to the next. There's just the play. We're not a good team. We need, in the short term, I mean, I would keep the manager in because I don't think it makes much difference, because the people who appoint him are the same people who appointed Sam Allardyce, Rafa Benitez. You know, it's not a good recruitment squad that we've got in terms of that capacity. And I think if we can get, we need more goals in the team. I mean, that's the short-term problem. There's just no goals. But this is like, you could write a thesis on the problems at Everton and why we have just stood still for the last 25 years, because there's just been a real kind of self-congratulatory type pat on the back, aren't we great, you know, from the inside of the club, we do this, we do that, and there's some great things that Everton Football Club do, but on the pitch it's just, it gets worse every season. And I hope there's some kind of fan, you know, togetherness that we can get to kind of make some active change, because otherwise we're just rolling over and taking it, and that's the real sort of sad part about the moment.
I'm looking at the betting currently for the next manager should Frank go. Sean Dyche is right up there. I mean, it's interesting to look at the profile of the... It's quite scattergun. Sean Dyche is the favourite. Second favourite is Wayne Rooney. I mean, that's two completely different approaches. I mean, this is just, you know, this is not a short list at the board. David Moyes to return, should things not work out. Roberto Martinez, a lot of people talking about that. It was the last manager to last longer than 2 years in the job. Big Duncan, whether this is the moment for him. I mean, you know, it's difficult. Ange Postecoglou is an interesting one, but... At the moment,
he's a good manager.
He is a very good manager, and he probably would like to manage in the Premier League one day. But that is this the moment to jump ship? I don't know. Bielsa, that would be exciting.
We've got a couple of buckets spared if he needs something to sit on. Out of all of those names, I think the only one that really kind of makes me feel positive is David Moyes, weirdly, which is incredible when you think that his team are currently 1 point below Everton, which is not really a great indictment of how he's doing at West Ham. But I think, you know, I don't want to say he gets the club because that's nonsense in it, but he doesn't put up with players not performing to the best of their ability. And the big question Everton fans are always asking is Frank Lampard getting the most out of the squad that he's got at the moment? And I think the certain players could be playing better, could be putting more in. I do feel like we've got a lot of very, very substandard players as well. So, you know, I'm not even sure, like we said, if it is a managerial problem or more of a recruitment problem. But I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what happens with Moyes at West Ham and whether we can just do a little romantic swap and they can have Lampard back. And
West Ham fans probably don't want Frank back, I wouldn't think. A bit of history there. No. So you're touring, Sam, I understand. Are you about to?
I am, yeah. My next show is called How Not to Be a Terrible Parent. And I would suggest that putting my kids in Everton kits from the day they were born is how to be a terrible parent, because the poor lads don't know what's coming for them. But yeah, it's going around the UK, so tickets are on sale at the moment. You can go on my website, samaverycomedy.com, and all the dates are on there. I'm in Aberdeen this Saturday, so I'm looking forward to getting up north.
Our old mate Charlie Baker, when he's doing gigs in different parts of the country, like if he's got time during the day, he'll like to take in a game. I mean, is that something you do now and again if you find yourself in a different city or town over the weekend doing gigs?
I have done a couple of times, and it's really nice to go and watch a game of football where you don't emotionally invest in it, because supporting Everton all these years, it's quite relaxing, which is why the World Cup was quite enjoyable, because you're just like, this is nice.
Future
happiness doesn't depend on this.
And he's got tickets at Brentford, so he goes there and
it's completely relaxing.
Chelsea,
it's a disaster.
It's football without the jeopardy. It's different. I mean, it's nice, but it's different.
It's not quite the same.
The jeopardy gives it the edge. Anyway, best of luck with the tour, Sam. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
SamAveryComedy.com/show.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Paddy's Challenge on TalkSport with Hawksby and Jacobs. What critics are calling one of the many radio quiz segments happening this week. Paddy Power. 18+ BeGambleAware.org.
Yes, it's back after the World Cup break. It's time once again for the return of Paddy's Challenge, our quiz for charity in association with our friends and official betting partner, Paddy Power. In Paddy's Challenge, we put our sporting knowledge to the test with the chance of raising lots of cash for our nominated charities. I'm playing for the Sporting Memories Network. Andy is raising funds for the Willow Foundation, helping to manage proceedings and ensure fair play at all times. His guest referee, Mr. Ben Fletcher. Fletcher, welcome back.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year to you both. Yeah. In Paddy's Challenge, you'll each be asked three multiple choice questions, normally posed by the voice of Paddy Power, Mr. Alistair McGowan, but he's still on his holiday, so I'll be asking the questions. Yeah, does that mean I get extra money, presumably, does it?
Yeah, have a word with the producer.
Yeah, Alistair's money.
Probably not Alistair's money. You may get, I don't know, a very small percentage.
Yeah, I wonder what the cost code for that is. The winner will be the player that scores the most points in the event of a tie. You'll both win the chance to raise some cash for your charities. Our last challenge was all the way back on November the 9th. Wow. Paul, you won that game and backed Arsenal Brighton to be level at full time in their Premier League game. As it turned out, the Gunners won 4-2, so sadly, no win there. Let's see if we can raise some more charity cash in this week's Paddy's Challenge. New year, but same old corrupt coin toss.
Yep.
It has taken place off air, and I can confirm for the benefit of the highly paid technical department that it will be Paul that goes first on this occasion. So, Paul, if you're ready and Bill's ready, let's go.
You're asking the questions, aren't you?
I'm reading them out. I literally just said that. Do you know, that is muscle memory for you, isn't it? John's voice in my ear just now. You're reading them!
Yes.
The spirit of SAG has entered him. Yeah. Anyway, question one. Liverpool suffered a 4-1 loss to Brentford at the weekend, and manager Jurgen Klopp was frustrated with the officials, saying at least one of the Bees' goals should have been disallowed.
Wasn't it?
He said it was 4-1. He said, speaking to officials is like talking to my what? Yeah. A, dog, B, microwave, or C, Alexa?
Yeah, it was 3-1. You were there, weren't you?
Yeah.
Well, it was 4-1, wasn't it?
3-1.
I'm thinking of last night.
Yeah, you are. It was microwave, because we found a talking microwave for Jurgen yesterday. Yeah.
Microwave. 1 point to Paul.
Yeah. Absolutely right, microwave. And you've got to go all the way down to the 14th floor if you want to use one in this building. But there's a story for another day. So 1-0 to
Burn
Paul.
Bridges.
And I do apologise, you're quite right, it was 3-1. That'll be another meeting with HR for our friends down on the 10th floor. 1-0 Paul, and Andy's question, which I will remember to read this time. Controversial referee Mathieu Lahoz, who was criticised by Messi and the Dutch team at the World Cup, hit the headlines, wasn't he, following another card-happy display in La Liga this time. How many cards did he dish out in the derby between Barcelona and Espanyol last weekend? Was it A10, B15, or C17?
I missed this story, did you see?
Yeah, I didn't see the story. I saw a little bit of the game and I saw it was him. I went, oh, how is this bloke still refereeing? I'll go, because I don't know, I'll go for the middle amount. Was it 15, did you say?
10, 15, 1 point 17,
to Andy.
And you are bang on the money.
That was a guess.
Well done.
Well, good guess. One apiece at this moment in time, so that's good.
Yeah.
Question to Paul. Barry McGuigan has weighed in on one of boxing's big fan debates. Is there anyone superior to Tyson Fury? Which former heavyweight champ did he say would have destroyed the Gypsy King? A, Vladimir Klitschko. B, Evander Holyfield, or C, Lennox Lewis?
Okay, that's interesting. I'll go Lennox.
Yeah, I would have gone with Lennox.
Good one.
Yes.
Absolutely right. McGuigan said on his Twitter feed when replying to a fan, compare their resume, or CV as we call it in this country, there is no comparison.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, and size as well, you know.
Well, exactly. Mm. Very interesting. So, Andy, you need this really to equalise and to stay in the game. Your question two is coming right up. Which player has come on top of the take-ons charts for 2022 across all of Europe's top five leagues? I don't even know what a take-on chart is. Is this one of these newfangled things?
What's a take-on?
A take-on chart. I saw a lot of this during the World Cup.
Taking on defenders.
Presumably. I saw a lot of this during the World Cup. All these stats starting appearing on screen.
This is a bit of a take-on.
It is, isn't it? It's taking something.
Yeah.
But we'll wait till after 9 p.m. before we say what. So, top of the take-on charts for 2022 across all of Europe's top five leagues. Was it A, Lionel Messi, B, Ousmane Dembele, or C, Alassane Maximon?
Ooh.
Do the most.
Well, the obvious would be Lionel Messi, but I don't know. Absolutely not. I'm going to go ridiculously Sam Maximum.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely right. He does. I mean, he doesn't really pop it off square that often, does he?
Really,
when he gets the ball,
come and play for Chelsea. Then you can.
He's no John Stones, is he? He's no Eric Dyer. He tends to go at people when he gets it. Yeah.
Well, two apiece, which means there's still everything to play for. The charity cash is still in both of your hands, figuratively speaking. Paul, your third and final question is as follows. Cristiano Ronaldo has become the highest paid player in history after joining Saudi Arabian side Al Nassr. Including commercial deals, approximately how much will he reportedly earn per year? Is it A, £100 million, B, £150 million, or C, £177 million?
Isn't it £177 million?
3 out of 3, back of the net, bravo!
Absolutely.
That's
right.
That's money well spent, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. He'd do well round here, wouldn't he? The biggest salary deal ever in football, and it will run until 2025.
Al Nassr would have been Nassr Hussein on blind date, wouldn't it?
Al Nassr.
Yeah, okay.
So 3 out of 3, not bad,
you've
Paul.
You've had tougher questions than me, Andy, and so you've done very well. I'd say you've done better than me, but anyway, good luck
with this. Stick with what you're doing. Yeah. Stick with what you're doing.
Guessing.
So here we go. Question three. Three-time PGA Tour winning US golfer Scott Stallings thought he'd been snubbed for this year's Masters in Georgia.
We were talking about him yesterday, Fletch. Yeah. This is gettable.
Exactly. This year, he was snubbed for this year's Masters in Georgia, or so he thought, when his invitation failed to appear on time. What happened to it? Yeah. A, it got chewed up by a neighbour's dog. B, it was sent to a different Scott Stallings. Or C, it got thrown away with the junk mail.
It was B, a different Scott Stallings.
Yeah. It's great to hear that name again after yesterday.
I didn't want to ever hear it again.
Was that right?
Three out of three, back of the net, bravo!
Absolutely right. Scott had resorted to checking his mailbox five times a day during his anxious wait for the precious package. He was put out of his misery when he received a social media message from his namesake, including pictures of his invite to April's event.
It's amazing. It's like we read the papers.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's like we did some research, for goodness sake.
That must mean there's lots of these checks going to another Ben Fletcher somewhere in the East Surrey area.
Almost certainly. This is where Alistair McGowan's check's going to
exactly
go.
Exactly right. A fine display of knowledge and great gamesmanship from Andy today, particularly for the latest weird and wonderful sporting facts. Yeah. So, Paddy, give both of you a free £5 bet. What are you going to go for? May I suggest Woking FC promoted to League 2 after we battered Aldershot twice over the festive period.
Well done.
How did Torquay get on?
Oh, don't.
He'll have you when you leave the
That's
studio,
bad.
Our producer.
Don't rub it in.
So we both get a bet each, don't
you
we?
You do, five or each.
I'm going to go for that rarest of things recent. I'm going to go for a Sonny goal tonight. Heung-min Son to score. I'm slightly fearful that in 2 years' time he'll be subbed by Beşiktaş after half an hour, the way things are going. But let's keep the faith. I'm going a Sonny goal against Palace tonight. What do you think, Andy?
I'm on that game as well, and I'm going for a score draw, Palace Spurs. I think Palace have enough just to get a point, I think.
Okay.
There we have it.
Probably
we'll see,
win.
We'll see how you get on and reveal the winner and season totals next week.
Thank you, Fletch. Thanks very much. We'll leave you to face management on the various floors of this building. So there we are. That was the Paddy's Challenge for this week. Thanks to our friends at Paddy Power, 18+, begamblerware.org.
Paddy's Challenge on TalkSport with Paddy Power. 18+, begamblerware.org.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, there we are. That was this afternoon's show. I'll be here with Charlie Baker tomorrow, but you will be popping up for the birthday spread, Andy.
Yeah.
You got some good gags this week?
Not bad.
Oh, not bad. Yeah. Okay, many retreads, or that is all new material?
I think
original
feel,
pirate material.
Jeff will tell me, but they feel quite new.
You can't remember whether they're old or not.
Of course I can't.
Okay. Okay, that's all coming up. Do hope you can join us from one. If not, the podcast will be available around four.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.